This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Friday's court order that the FDA allow over-the-counter sales of the Plan B morning after pill to interdict pregnancy is receiving swift condemnation by pro-life leaders. Speaking of what amounts to a hormone overdose, Jean Monahan of the Family Research Council says that the over-the-counter sales would not be in the interest of young women's health. HHS had refused an FDA report condoning such sales because it did not include data on the health effects for all ages for which the drug would be used. The Kermit Gosnell murder trial is offering more grotesque descriptions of the deaths of his alleged murder victims, as well as the conditions of the abortionist's Philadelphia clinic. Former clinic employee Stephen Massoff, also held on charges in this case, said conditions continuously degraded over the 9 years he worked for Gosnell. This is Life News Radio. Slavery was wrong for something more than some notion that we don't like slavery anymore. It was wrong because property rights, which slave owners tried to claim, could not compare with the rights lost by those persons called slaves. Legalized abortion holds a similar rights conflict. Be courageous. Know the life issue. Understand the inherent conflicts in abortion. This is Life News Radio. In other news, testimony before Florida's legislature shows nearly 1,300 children are born alive after failed abortions in the U.S. annually. And Irish doctors pressured to accept abortion seem likely to reject 3 pro-abortion motions at a medical organization conference. The defeat for abortion advocates could make Irish liberalization of abortion laws difficult. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.